Testimony before members of the House Committee on the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act at times verged on tears as people like Alexandra Ali talked about the difficulty of getting and keeping health insurance. She was diagnosed with congenital heart disease in 2002 while going to school full time and working.
I was insured through my father's employment. So when I was diagnosed with congenital heart disease, I was told I needed open heart surgery. 2 days before my scheduled surgery, my insurance canceled because I had to drop out that semester from school. And I could not qualify for Medicaid because I didn't have children.
Republican Representative Mike Fasano tried and failed to amend the House proposal to look more like the Senate's plan. That proposal would take some $51 billion in federal Medicaid money over the next decade and give it to a million Floridians to purchase private health insurance through the Florida Healthy Kids program. A visibly angry Fasano railed against the House's proposal, which rejects the federal money in favor of $2,000 state-issued vouchers for around 115,000 people to purchase bare-bones coverage. Fasano says what the House is offering doesn't amount to much when it comes to insuring people.
We shopped with Aetna, AARP, Cigna, Coventry Health Care Plan, Humana, United Healthcare. For a single person under 30, a deductible of $1,000. For a female, it'll be $210 to $270 a month, above and beyond the $2,000 that this bill would give them. Understand, though, being that she's single and have no children, she won't qualify under the House plan.
Fasano says the people the House plan would apply to can't afford both a high deductible and three-digit monthly premium payments. To be eligible for the House proposal, a single person would have to make under the federal poverty level, which is about $12,000 a year. The proposal is also limited to specific groups of people in that category, such as those with disabilities. But Republican Representative Travis Cummings, who has sponsored the bill, says people shouldn't rely on the federal government, and neither should Florida.
And the fact that an able-bodied adult should hopefully be able to find work and not rely on an entitlement program. That's quite frankly my opinion there. And this discussion that we've had here today, as well as what this good bill allows us to revisit, is in terms of how large our safety net should be. This bill recognizes the traditional safety net of the disabled, the children, pregnant women, and working parents.
The House plan cleared its committee on a party line vote, and that means there are now three different proposals at play. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott is backing a far more expansive bill in the Senate that would take the federal money and cover more people. Some have even begun to speculate on the possibility of a special session if lawmakers can't reach an agreement. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.